Blog Talk Radio.
Hear my cry, oh Lord, I cannot do my
because God is about to move in this place. And don't worry about who is sitting next to you. Say, excuse me just a minute. I've got something I need to dance about. I got something I need to shout about. The psalmist says, when trouble is in your life, what do? You sing praises. Sing praises unto God with understanding. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's George Benson, not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No. Not one. Ah, thank you, Jesus. No, not one. None else like he is so high and let you can reach him, he's so lowly. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles, and he will guide till the day he's done. There's not a friend like the lowly. Thank you, Lord. No, not one. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. No, not one. Brother George Benson.
There is not a friend like the Lord. Know that he will. I know that he will.
Come on, worship the Lord.
Till the day. Till the day. You see, there is not a.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his seat. Blessed Holy Spirit, grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Puraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise his holy name. We worship him in the beauty of his holiness. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. We worship you and we glorify your name. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done. Thank you, Lord, for all that you are doing. Thank you, Lord, for all that you will do in our lives. We bless your name. We praise you, O God. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for this breath that we breathe that is yours. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your loving kindness. Lord, you are faithful. You are kind. You are great. There is no one like you. Thank you for your grace, your amazing grace. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise you, O God. We worship you, O God. Exalt the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We bless you, Jesus. We praise you. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us, move in our midst. Touch our hearts. Holy Spirit, let transformation begin to take place in our hearts. Let the mind of Christ be in us. We bless you. We thank you, Lord. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to thy throne of grace and repent, oh God, for all that we have done that is not pleasing to you, oh God. Oh, repent, have mercy upon us, oh God. Forgive us. Lord, hear our prayer, oh God. God of Jacob, hear our prayer. Behold, O God of a shield, look upon the face of thy anointed, for a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Lord, we ask that you pour your grace upon our lips in the name of Jesus Christ. According to Psalm 45, verse 2, Lord, we ask that you release your grace and glory upon our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. According to Proverbs 3:34 and Luke 2:40. Jesus, we thank you for your grace in the forgiveness and the forsaking of our sins in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, dwell among us in grace, in the name of Jesus Christ, according to John 1:14-16. Lord, let your grace be bestowed upon us in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Acts 11:23. God, let your grace be upon us for ministry in the name of Jesus Christ, perfection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked. Lord, we pray for great grace. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Father, let us walk in your grace for signs and wonders to be wrought by our hands in the name of Jesus Christ. According to Acts 14, and now, brethren, I commend you to God, to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Lord, we ask that you conduct our faith to the abundance of your grace. In the name of Jesus Christ, according to Acts 5:15, Lord, we ask for a revelation of your grace to walk in the fullness of your redemption. In the name of Jesus Christ, according to Romans 5:15, Lord, we thank you for the grace of God locating and releasing itself on your entire remnant in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Romans 11:5. Lord, we thank you for the full power of your grace in our lives to crush the power of Satan in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Romans 16:20. For all things are for your sake, that the abundant grace may through the thanksgiving of many rejoice in the glory of God, for which cause we think not. For though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, that yet through his poverty we might be rich. Lord, give us the focus to grow in your grace in the name of Jesus Christ, according to 2 Peter 3:18. Father, let us know the manifold grace of God in the name of Jesus Christ, according to 1 Peter 4:10. Let us find grace in a time of need, according to Hebrews 4:16. Father, let the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with our spirit in the name of Jesus, according to Galatians 6:18. Let the word of Christ dwell in us richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in our hearts to the Lord. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with us all in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for your grace this morning. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Thank you for releasing your greater grace, your abundance grace, oh God, your amazing grace in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for your grace in the name of Jesus. We bless you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, refresh our spirit, refresh our soul, refresh our mind. Hallelujah, we need you every second, every minute, every hour. Oh, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We adore you, oh God. We worship you. Lord, there's no one like you, Jesus. There's not a friend like a lowly Jesus. No, not one. Jesus, you know all about what we're going through. And so we thank you, Lord, for your divine intervention in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we surrender our lives completely and totally to you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to your way in our lives. Make the quickest places straight, oh God. Make a way where there seems to be the way, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we surrender, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We do not hold back. We give you our all and all, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way, oh God. Have your way in our lives. And Lord, we pray for grace. We pray for grace, oh God, in the name of Jesus. As you have our way, your way in our lives, oh God. Grace to forgive. Oh, grace, oh God, to let go of anger, bitterness, haughtiness, pride, oh God. Everything that is keeping us back from our relationship with you, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you cut us loose from those things in the name of Jesus. You cut us loose in the name of Jesus. We want a deep, intimate relationship with you. We do not just want a shallow relationship. We want a large, deeper, oh God, with you. In the name of Jesus, oh Father God, we pray for more grace to go deeper and courage, oh God. Oh, yes, Lord, Yabasate Gayeku Yeboso. Grace, oh God. Grace, oh God. Greater grace, oh God. Greater grace, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We surrender our children to you, oh God. We surrender our grandchildren to you, oh God. We surrender our spouses to you, Jesus. We surrender our siblings to you, our nieces and our nephews, oh God. Oh, have your way, oh God. Have your way, oh God. Oh, we totally and depend on you, oh God. If it had not been God who was on our side, where would we be? But Lord, thank you, Lord, for the battles that you fought for us. The ones we know of, the ones we do not know of. Oh God, we say thank you, Jesus. Lord, we bless your name. Oh God, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We bless your name. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We adore you. We say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We adore you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, O God, in the beauty of your holiness. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your faithfulness, oh God. Thank you for your loving kindness, oh God. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We magnify your name, O God. You are worthy, O God. You are worthy, O God. Hallelujah. Wherever you are, begin to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Begin to bless his name. Hallelujah. 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 We bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. If somebody is gonna get ready to receive something, a great thing from the Lord, I just sense it in my spirit. There's a breakthrough that has been released. There's a breakthrough that has been released. The breakthrough and overflow of blessings to somebody, a tangible thing that they will begin to jump. There is somebody who is very, very faithful to God. Very, do not hold back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just see the blessing. Hallelujah. I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Hallelujah. I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord said, you never give up on him. Even though the enemy keep against you left, right, hallelujah. But you stood tall and you, hallelujah, because you trusted in him. You did not waver. You were not double-minded. Hallelujah. And because you never waver, you wasn't double-minded. Oh, the Lord said to tell you this morning, hallelujah, that he has released a tangible. It's not something that's subtle. It's something that is tangible. Hallelujah. He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Hallelujah. In the storms were raging, but you kept on seeking him. You didn't have, but you kept on blessing him. You kept on praising him. Hallelujah. The Lord said to tell you, the blessing is just right there. There is a divine release. Hallelujah. The Lord said, not only you will see these blessings, you will feel it, you will taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Now when you pass over in this land of the living, you will taste and see his goodness. Oh, hallelujah. I don't know who it is, but the Lord is speaking. You will taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah, in the land of the living, because of your faithfulness. Hallelujah. He is a rewarder. He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Who can come in the hell of the Lord? Clean heart, clean hands. Who are by Zetariako? Even sometimes when you are wavery, you stood tall the rope of Zetariako. So get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Begin to sing praises to the Lord. Begin to bless his name. You know who you are. Hallelujah. 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 We bless the name. And so this morning, Lord, we rejoice. We rejoice, Lord. We rejoice, O God. We rejoice, O God, in the name of Jesus. The Lord said to tell you this in the book of 1 Samuel. Then the Lord said that Hannah did not have no children, and Peninnah had the children. Hallelujah. Hannah did not have no children, but Peninnah had the children. But Hannah had the worthy portion. Hallelujah. And Hannah prayed. And as she prayed, God released a son, Samuel, to her. What do you have I said today, Echo? Peninnah's children used to laugh at Hannah when she was fruitless, when she was buried. Peninnah got portion, and Hannah did not have the portion, and she had the ruler, a worthy portion. You see, you don't need to have portion. You just need worthy. I don't know who God is speaking to. That's why when God said jump, you say hi, hi. Many times you like to question God. But when he tell you to jump, you say hi, hi, Lord. and you go ahead, you don't even have to ask that question. You just begin, when you know the voice of God, you don't need to ask A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. You need to just do what God says to do. Hallelujah. God looks at the obedience. Hallelujah. So God said in 1 Samuel chapter 1, I don't know who I'm speaking to this morning, but it is for you. There's a blessing that is coming your way. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel, when you read 1 Samuel chapter 1, hallelujah, Hannah was so sad. Elkanah had two wives. The name of one was Hannah, and the name of the other was Peninnah. Peninnah had children. Hallelujah. For Hannah had no children. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us, and this man went out of his city yearly to worship Elkanah and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah his wife and to all her sons and her daughters portions. So Hannah, hallelujah, yes, somebody, he gave a worthy portion. For the Lord, for he loved Hannah, for the Lord had shut up her womb. The Lord who shut up her womb, the Lord. Is that no witchcraft? Is that no medicine man? Is that no curse? It is the Lord who shut up her womb. I told you the other day, there's a set time. Hallelujah. Time and a season. Hallelujah. This Bible says that Hannah, he gives Hannah the worthy portion. As for me, I love the worthy portion. You see, Peninnah had portions. So let me say this to you. In other words, your family and friends, your colleagues, they got portions. You see, wealth. You see, they can do this, and you can do, they can do that. And you see them mocking you. They're looking down on you because they have more material things than you have. They're eaten up higher than yours. They got the good jobs. Children have done A, B, C, D. And you are laughed at in your family. They say, where is her God? She prays all day. But I don't see anything happening. Where is her God? Oh, yes. Your family talk about you behind your back. They laugh at you. Your friends scorn you. They tease you. Holy up my sister, and they look down upon you. I don't know who I'm talking to, but you inside of you is the worthy portion. Hallelujah. You see, Peninnah had portions. There's a difference between just having portions. Hallelujah. You can have six. But there's a difference with just a regular stick and filet mignon. There's a difference. Hallelujah. Some of you carry that filet mignon in your belly, and you don't even know what you got. You got that worthy portion. Hallelujah. And you wonder why God is not doing. God has already given you. You are born with the worthy fruit, but there's a set time. Hallelujah. And so when that time came, after Hannah cried and God blessed her with the Samuel. You see, one thing I like about when you're authentic, when you really love God, and you do not hold back, hallelujah, from God, hallelujah, what did Hannah do before she even, she made a vow to the Lord. And Hannah said it, she gave her son, that son Samuel, to the priest to work in the house of the Lord. She released, you see, many times we don't release those things. God gave us and we just run away. But this woman, she released her son, just like Abraham released Isaac. Hallelujah. Hannah, release that something with your release. Oh, I don't know. Who do you have, Master? There's something when you release. When you release unto the Lord. When you make a sacrifice unto the Lord. Hallelujah. There's an exchange that takes place. Hallelujah. She released Samuel. Hallelujah. Her only, this child that she wanted so bad. She didn't hold him back. She gave the baby even as young as he was, the child. When she finished nursing him, read the Bible. She gave the baby to Eli the priest to learn. Hallelujah. To serve the Lord. That was her only one. That was the only one. Isaac was the covenant child. But what happened? Abraham released Isaac. That's, I told you the other day, there's a form of worship. When you release to God, you're telling God, Lord, I trust. When you release the God, you say, I trust you. I leave that on my own understanding. You gave to me, I give back to you. What happened, my sisters and brothers? I hope you all can receive this word this morning. The Spirit of the Lord is in this place. I told you there's a blessing. But God said a blessing within that warfare portion is a load and overflow of blessing. It's not just one blessing. That warfare portion. The warfare portion. Hallelujah. So after she released Samuel, God bless her with more children. She gave God the only child that she had prayed for. She gave God that child. Abraham lay Isaac. Tie him. Put him on that altar. And the angel of the Lord stopped him. And said, there's a ram in the bush. Hallelujah. Caught in the thicket. God wanted to see the obedience, and Abraham was obedient. He released to the Lord. And as he released, there was a divine exchange. What he said on this mount, it will be provided. He did not hold back. Hannah released, she made a vow, and she released, and she was blessed with more children. We started off with Penina, where Hannah was having children. Guess what was happening to her? The one who was laughing at her. That's why I say families need to be careful. Where Hannah was having more, Penina's children were dying. As more Hannah had, the more children Hannah had ended up with about 5 children or 6, including Samuel. And Penina's children was getting sick and they were leaving. Hallelujah. So as the Lord is raising you up, those that are laughing at you and teasing you and doing different things, they will be losing while the Lord, while you are increasing. they will be decreasing. While you are increasing, because your increase comes from Almighty God. That's why the Lord says you have to pray for your enemies, pray for those. You know why? Because the things that is due that will happen because of all the things they've done to you. That's why God tells us to pray, because you yourself will be sorry. Hallelujah. Weeping may endure in the night, but joy comes in the morning. So, Peninnas, I have to tell all the Peninnas, if you're in the category as a Peninna, been laughing and scorning people, been talking about them, get ready. You better repent, because you're about to lose. You are about to lose. Thing that you love the most, you're about to lose. Oh, I haven't done this yet. God looks at your heart. Maybe nobody knows except God. Repent. All the Peninnas, you better repent. I don't know who you are, but you must repent. Because as Hannah increased, you will lose. Corn Hannah so much. You got to repent. Ask God for mercy in the name of Jesus. The Lord said to tell this person, hallelujah, who has that worthy portion that he has activated in the spiritual realm, that the showers of blessings, the overflow of rain is coming. He said, I'm going to tell you, your blessing is called Abba Edom blessing. When David carried the ark, the David's intention was right. Yes, but then they didn't read the rules on how to carry the ark. And they died. Those people died. And they took the ark into Obed-Edom's house. And they were blessed exceedingly. That home was blessed exceedingly, abundantly. Hallelujah. I don't know who I'm speaking to, but it's just the Obed-Edom blessing that is coming. I hear the sound of abundance of rain. I hear the release from heaven over your life. It is your season. It is your time. It is for you to walk into your season. In the name of Jesus, I hear the overflow of blessings. Hallelujah. Because of your faithfulness, because of your heart. Hallelujah. And do not stop where you are, because you have the blessing. Continue to go higher and higher in the things of Almighty God. Because the blessings go from one generation to the next generation. Hallelujah. Continue in the things of God. Don't stop right there. Go deeper and deeper. There's more God has in store for you. Weeping they endure in the night, but this is your joy that have come this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, this morning we thank you so much for this word in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. I've been in a storm, Lord, for the peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you for releasing tangible blessings in our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, to be used to bring glory and honor to your kingdom in the name of Jesus. We thank you for making the crooked places straight in the name of Jesus. We thank you for making a way where there seems to be no way in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the worthy portion in the name of Jesus. Edom blessings in the name of Jesus. We bless your name. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, that you do only release blessing for wisdom. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for fruitfulness. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for teaching and leading us. Holy Ghost. the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for the spirit of Obed-Edom resting upon us, being activated and manifested in our lives. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify you, O God. Father God, I pray that those that are in that Benina category will cry out to God, Lord, is it I? Is it? And you cry out and ask God for mercy. Hallelujah. For mercy. And some of you, if you have that Benina spirit and it's you, you need to cry for mercy and then reach out to who you have really, really stepped on. Let the Holy Spirit lead you and guide you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. As you walk this week, hallelujah, you will begin to see some of these blessings pour out today. Some of you will see it today. Some of you will begin to see and receive the blessing because you have surrendered and released. So God, because of that release, hallelujah, when you release, he released. I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us all from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit remain and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever, in the mighty and the matchless name, hallelujah, of Jesus. We pray, amen and amen. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. In Jesus' name, amen.